Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of a small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. Victor Cook and his son, Mr. Rush Cook. Vic has just this moment arrived home from the office. He's depositing his straw hat on top of the bookcase. Young Rush is seated at the library table, gazing somewhat blankly at the wall. His father says to him,
"Are you in a trance, Puppy Watch? I'm trying to figure something out."
"When I greeted you joyously, you rejoined you were sluggish and preoccupied." "Your mother and their stepmother got off on their automobile trip to Pontiac in good shape?"
"I guess so. When they do back, 6:30 or 7. If it's any later, we're supposed to fix our own supper."
"I enjoy trying my hand at culinary art on occasion. If your mother hasn't returned by 6:30, I'll put on an apron and fry you the tastiest round steak you ever put in your mouth." "You're still in a trance?"
"I'm thinking."
"What about the tickets, and I'll take you on a rummy game?"
"Miss Harris just telephoned, girl."
"Really? I trust she's in robust health."
"Darnest mixed up business you ever heard of."
"Oh, so?"
"Well, let's see if I can get it straight. Mr. Stembottom telephoned her to ask if she wouldn't get in touch with you, and say that just before Mr. Stembottom left for Pontiac, Hank Goodstop had called up here with information. Wait a minute, I left out a step. Some fella down at the Lazy Horse pool room telephoned Mom to say that Hank Goodstop had asked him to get a hold of you, but you weren't in your office, so he telephoned Mom and gave her the information. Well, that's not it either. I better start from the beginning. Miss Harris telephoned
me." "This is you talking about, Harry."
"And darn if I know."
"Well, stop out the rummy cards and I'll make you up like 15 cents.
"Okay."
"I was down in the package department a good while this afternoon where there aren't any telephones. That's why I couldn't be reached. I expect Hank found himself embarrassed for really cash again and wanted to hit me for 6 bits or a dime."
"No, I don't think so. It was something about Y.Y. Lurch being in town."
"Y.Y. Lurch?"
"Miss Harris called him I.I. Lurch, but I expect
it." "You say he's in town?"
"I got the idea from what Miss Harris said he was."
"Whereabouts?"
"Oh, Miss Harris."
"What's Miss Harris got to do with this?"
"I try to explain that. Miss Harris."
"Why, my first, he's in town. I want to see him." "Who is he?"
"I don't know where he is."
"Well, what did Mom say?"
"I haven't seen Mom. Her and Miss Emma left for Pontiac before school let out. I talked to Miss Harris."
"And she told you why my first is in town?"
"Well, she didn't know. Well, she said..."
"Oh, well, what is this, Sam?"
"Some fella from the Lazy Hours Pool Hall telephoned Mom."
"Is my wife first at the Lazy Hours Pool Hall?"
"I haven't the slightest idea. All I know is he called up Mom from there and said he was speaking for Hank Goodstop."
"Well, I haven't seen Mom. How do you know anybody called her up?"
"Miss Harris told me."
"Does Miss Harris know where my wife Lynch is?"
"I doubt it. See, Mr. Stembottom called her up to say that..."
"Mr. Stembottom?"
"Yeah."
"What's he got to do with it?"
"I think I can explain if you'll listen. Mrs. Stembottom..."
"Now, we've got Mrs. Stembottom in this muddled mass of confusion."
"Well, I'm only attempting to clarify."
"Not any amount of money. Why, wife Birch got in on the 250 train from Decatur that is going to grab the 515 for Peoria."
"So what time is it now?" "5 in the bookings is a little fast."
"It's 5 minutes till."
"5 minutes till 5?
"No, midnight. Listen, if Y.Y. Birch is in town, I want to get in touch with him. He's been to an important meeting of Lodge officials in Decatur. He'll be able to tell me a good many vitals. What's Mrs. Harris' telephone number? Do you know it?"
"Yeah. It's either 9985W or 2360J.
Which?"
"Try 77610.
77610?
"Yeah."
"You sure?"
"Pretty sure. Call it and see. 2497K and 62240M are numbers that's also buzzing around in my skull, but I'm pretty sure..."
"Oh, for gosh sakes, Pete.
Try 77610. I'm convinced it's correct."
"Why don't you call Ma Donahue across the alley to get information about my wife, Lurch?" 77610, please." "Yeah. If you give me a bum steer, there'll be severe racket."
"I never guaranteed it was 77610. Might be 2996W. Might be 4363J. I'm only common ordinary flesh and blood. I can't..."
"Oh, no. A man, boys.
Human flesh and blood."
"No. I guess I got the wrong number. I wanted to reach Mrs.... Boy? Oh, I see. I have got the right number then. You're one of Miss Harris's roomies, huh? I see.
Mr. Sludge.
Glad to hear it. Slob wants to chat."
"Mr. Sludge is quite a talker. And you're perfectly right calling him a slob. In the summertime, he don't wear socks, even with a Sunday suit. and he don't like shoelaces in his shoes.
Yeah.
And he likes to hear the flippity-flap of his feet.
You're right about the Chicago White Sox. They're a great team, but is there Ms. Harris there? Oh, she isn't. I see. Well, thanks just the same. I'll call her somebody. What? Philadelphia Athletics? I have to hang up now. Bye.
Back home.
I don't think she'd have any information about YY Birch, even if she was home. She was just repeating what Mr. Stanbottom told her.
Oh, forget Mr. Stanbottom. I have to get a hold of YY Flourish. Past 5 o'clock.
I'll call the Lazy Hours Pool Hall and tell Dr. Hagrid to bust that.
Well, he's not at the Lazy Hours Pool Hall.
You said he was wrong on it.
No, I never.
Well, what did you say?
I said a fella speaking for him called from the Lazy Hours Pool Hall.
What is his name?
Jock. Goff.
That was that guy's name, Jock Goff Hernandez.
I've been popped.
And from what source did you obtain your information about Jock Goff Goff?
Ms. Harris.
Oh, we're back to her again, are we?
Well, I can explain all this, I think, if you'll give me a chance.
Go right ahead.
Who's the girl at the telephone switchboard down at the plant?
Daytime?
Yeah.
Miss Clem.
Is she on duty now?
Yeah. Why?
Well, she's another party mixed up, isn't it?
Oh, my.
Well,
hey, got over our cast of characters. I'd like to hear a complete list of the well-meaning human beings that want me to know why Furch is in town.
Well, I'm one. Mr. York, go up or fall. Hank Upstop, Maya, Miss Van Bottom, Mr. Stanbottom, Miss Clem, and Miss Harris.
Eight people want me to get in touch with YY Flourish, and yet in spite of their united efforts, I can't get in touch with YY Flourish.
Well, everybody tried. Nobody fell down on the job.
Why did you say you hadn't figured out how this strange pattern was wrought?
I think I have.
Well, who's today?
Huh?
Explain.
Well, earlier in the afternoon, Mom and Miss Stanbottom were here getting ready to climb an automobile and head for pint.
Clear as a bell so far.
Tell them all right.
The Gopher Fop on the way.
No, Miss Clem on the way.
Were you sending this guy from the Lazy Hours?
Let me do it, though.
True.
Miss Clem on the way. She says, is Mr. Gopher here, Miss Gopher? Mom says, no. Miss Clem says, I thought he might be home because he's not here in the office. Mom says, was it something important?
How do you know what Mom said?
I don't. I'm reconstructing what happened out of my head.
Reconstruct your way.
Mom says, was it something important? Miss Clem says, a gentleman named Mr. Yoff, Goff is called, from the Lazy Hours Pool Hall. He said he was speaking for Mr. Gutstaff. Mr. Gutstaff wanted to notify Mr. Cook, a friend of his, Mr. YY Flourish, is in town.
Mm-hmm.
Is that much of a strain?
Yes.
All right. Mom turns to Mr. Stanbottom and says, I know Victor'd like to have this information, but we're even providing it. How can I get word to him? Mr. Stanbottom says, I'll call up Fred. Fred can telephone Victor a little bit later and tell him. So Mr. Stanbottom telephones Mr. Stanbottom at the foundry.
Mm-hmm.
Still all clear?
Yeah.
All right. Mom and Mr. Stanbottom drive up to Carberry, and Mr. Stanbottom waits a half an hour and then calls his number in hopes of getting in touch with you and handing over the information.
And nobody's home.
Nobody's home.
So
Fred decides to telephone a neighbor lady and have her relay the message.
And that's where Miss Harris comes in.
That's where Miss Harris comes in.
She calls here and you talk to her.
She calls here and I talk to her.
And that's the story.
And that's the story.
Very pretty tale.
Yes, indeed.
Eight kind friends and true. All breaking their backs so I can get in touch with YY Flourish. And here I stand helpless and wretched. Still not in touch with YY Flourish.
Well, why don't you attempt to get hold of that fella Yoff, Goffer, and Poff? He's a key man.
Where can I locate him?
Lazy Hours Pool Hall is the place he calls your office from.
You know the number?
I don't know any pool hall telephone numbers. Mom would throw me over the people's bank for us.
There's somebody.
It might be Miss Harris. Might be Mr. Stanbottom. Might be Hank or something.
Hello? Yes? Oh, hello there!
Why, Fudge? It all come out okay after
all. Hello there, why, you old horse thief. Is Patrick Vicar Sims Spiller Hump? Ad nauseam cornucopia dumb sack itch.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Pick and Save until next time.